nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Avenor. Christ Embassy, number 21, Etubahome Street, Avenor. Christ Embassy Golf House Enclave, Shashe Opposite Food and Drugs Authority. Worship with us on Sundays, Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. and Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0244-211-623 or 024-368-0625 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. This message is titled, Lights.
Hallelujah. I'll begin with a few verses that you are very much acquainted with. First, Epistle of St. John, chapter 1. And verse number 5. First Epistle of St. John, chapter 1, and verse number 5. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. One more time. What did he say about God? It says that God is light, and in Him there's no darkness at all. John chapter 9, St. John's Gospel chapter 9, and verse number 5. And I want you to read that together. Who is this? Okay, just in case you want to know who's talking, verse 3, same book and same chapter. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. I want you to read verse number 14. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Praise God. I'm thinking, this is so powerful. God said that He is light. This is what His word is telling us. Because Jesus said it. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I want you to think about the audacity with which He made such a powerful statement. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, why did he say that? Because he had healed a man that was born blind. The man was blind. And a blind man can only see darkness. So Jesus says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And healed a man. But we read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 5, where he says, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. We come to the third verse that you read in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, and verse number 14. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." That should make us think, what does it mean? If God is light, and Jesus is light, and he says, "You are light," what's light then? I think the best definition of light comes from the Bible. You know, you can see beautiful definitions in physics, but the simplest and best definition of light comes from the Bible. It's very simple. Glory to God. And so I'm going to share just a few of that with you. Can you turn to the book of Psalms 119 and verse number 105? Read. The word is what? God's word is a lamp. Is a lamp. His word is a lamp. And then it says what? Is a light. That's powerful. What is light? In Ephesians chapter 5, I want you to read verse number 13. Read it like you can see it. That's the definition of light. It's right there. So what is light? That which makes manifest. That is light. All right. Now, let's look at a few things. And I think this is really lovely. In Genesis, let's begin with Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, in verse 14. Read for me. God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." That's powerful. St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. And I want you to read verse 9. True light. The true light, God's word, the true light that illuminates everyone, every man that comes into the world. Four important things the Bible shows us about light. Number one, light is for illumination. Illumination. And illumination produces what? Clarity. Refinement. Innovation, sound judgment, illumination. When you're illuminated, you have clarity. You have clarity, refinement. You have innovation. You have sound judgment. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Lights. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's closed, my brother, my sister, it's closed. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Avenor. Christ Embassy, number 21, Atubahome Street, Avenor. Christ Embassy Golf House Enclave, Shashe Opposite Food and Drugs Authority. Worship with us on Sundays, Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. and Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0244-211-623 or 024-368-0625 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Lights.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis, let's begin with Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, in verse 14. Read for me. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. That's powerful. That's really powerful. John chapter 1, St. John's Gospel chapter 1. And I want you to read verse 9. The true light, God's word, the true light that illuminates everyone, every man that comes into the world. Four important things the Bible shows us about light. Number one, light is for illumination. Illumination. And illumination produces what? Clarity, refinement, innovation, sound judgment, illumination. When you're illuminated, you have clarity, refinement, you have innovation, you have sound judgment. Praise God. Number two, light gives leadership. I want you to go to Daniel chapter 12 and let's read from verse number 3. Are you there? It says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now, this is so powerful. Look at it. They that be wise, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars. That means they shall shine as the stars. They shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. They that be wise, says, shall shine. Now, the word that's translated shine here in the Hebrew is zahar. And it means to admonish, to warn, to teach. Can you imagine that? To inspire, to send out light. All that is leadership. That's leadership. So light gives what? Leadership. Light gives guidance. Guidance. It gives guidance. You remember the star that led the wise men to where Jesus was. You remember that? when they learned that a king had been born. They said, "We have seen his star and we have come to worship him." They saw his star in the east. But when they got to Jerusalem, they didn't find any star. The star disappeared until Herod gave them instructions to go to Bethlehem. But the baby was no longer in Bethlehem. And the star showed up and led them to where the baby was. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 8 and verse 12. St. John's Gospel chapter 8 and verse number 12. Read for me. Yes. "I am the light of the world. He that follows me, he that follows the light leads, the light guides." Praise God. "He that follows the light shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He says, "I am the light of the world. You follow me. You follow the light. The light will lead you. The light will guide you." Praise God. So Matthew's Gospel chapter 28 and verse number 19. He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." I told you when he says, "They that be wise shall shine." The words translated from Zahar, which means also to teach. So when he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," Jesus is saying, "Go ye therefore and shine to all nations." Go and shine to all nations. Admonish all nations. Inspire all nations. Wow, that's powerful. Then number three, light gives what? Empowerment. Why? Because light emits energy. 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 Light emits energy. And what's energy? Capacity to perform. Hallelujah. So light gives you the capacity to perform. Light empowers. Light empowers you. No wonder in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number, let's read that. Colossians chapter 1 in verse number 29 tells us something very beautiful. Of course, you would have to have been reading into it from the previous verses to get it in the right context. But then it says, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." It's talking about the energy of God at work in you. Oh, glory to God. Yes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 5. Yes. "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, our ability, our efficiency, hallelujah, is of God, who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament." Yeah. We have a sufficiency. We have the ability of God's Spirit at work in us because we have the light of God in us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Avenor, number 21, Otubahum Street, Avenor, Christ Embassy Golf House Enclave, Shashe, opposite Food and Drugs Authority. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call 0244-211-623 or 024-368-0625 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
This message is titled Lights.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.